And hello everyone and good morning and welcome to the Mile Rate. We're going to have a look back at a terrific car. There were some outstanding and very memorable races at Kilmore last night. A relatively mild night for Kilmore, but good racing on the program. 11 races. The driving honours went to Jack Law with 3 winners and Emma Stewart trained 2 winners, one of which was a Group 1 event. Rob Orbit joins me this morning. Good to have Rob back after missing last week. Good morning to you, Rob.
Very good morning, Danny. Good morning, everyone, on this beautiful Sunday morning. We're in for a nice, warm day, and what a terrific night's racing last night, Danny. Congratulations. The race of Bangles, you called that absolutely sensational, and I think everyone was on their edge of their seats to see what was going to eventuate out of that finish, but it was a fantastic race.
Yeah, it was. It was a race that just developed, and two horses that had a tremendous will to win. Before we get stuck into the card, Rob, wanted to pass on my congratulations to Andrew Hughes, who's had a very long shift, but he won an award at the Country Racing Awards last night, and he's got a lot to do with the setting up of the Mile Rate. So well done to Andrew. It's his hard work is being recognised, and we're really pleased to see that.
Oh, he's an absolute champion, and congratulations. Yes, I was just listening in prior to our coverage this morning, and it was fantastic to see him getting rewarded. He does such amazing work behind the scenes and doesn't get all the right credits, but he certainly did last night, and it was fantastic to see, and we sort of love the work that he does for us on Mile Rate.
Back to the first event last night at Kilmore. Major Man Bar horse has got a terrific record over the short course. He was freshened up a little bit by Lee Graham, and James Herbertson was able to push him forward, but he didn't have to work all that hard to get there. And look, it just become a sprint home where favourite was out the back and never looked a chance the way that the race was run. And I speak of Let's Rock, Let's Roll.
No, a terrific win for the crew, Mitch Sidebottom and the whole team with Major Mambo as a big group of owners, and I'm sure they've enjoyed their ride with this horse. And last night he was able to work to the front. As you mentioned, Danny controlled the race, lead time 5.4. First three quarters, 30, 30.9 and 29 over a sprint race and 26.6 home. So horses back in the field had no hope in running down Major Mambo. Hurricane Hall was a nice effort for Rodney Petrov. His team going well. Rodney and Joe do a terrific job with their team of horses, and I think there's a win coming up for Hurricane Hall soon. All set. Finished third for David Moran. I actually fancied him last night, and I thought he was the winner on the home turn. He sort of loomed up, but just didn't finish it off the last 100 metres, but it was still a good effort to run third. Favourite, Let's Rock, Let's Roll, just got too far back, certainly hit the line strongly, but when they run 26.6 last quarter, it gives you no hope, and Sheffield Sparky was honest. But look, probably out of that race, Hurricane Hall for mine's a horse I'd be following. I think there's a win coming up very soon for Rodney and Joe Petrov with Hurricane Hall.
Race number two, there was good support for Yanni. Emma Stewart prepared two winners on the night. This was the first leg of her double. David Moran was able to push forward. The horse has got good gate speed, and not dissimilar to the first race. They didn't go that hard, and the leader was able to dictate and was too slick home, Yanni.
Yeah, look, he's a really good front-running horse. We've seen that. And last night, he went a mile rate of 157.1. Lead time 41.7, 30.1 and 31.6 the first two quarters of that race, and certainly was dictated on the speed. And Yanni just proved too strong. Got home in 28.2 and 27 the last quarter, 55.2 last half. Shady As, I thought, was really brave in defeat. Aaron Dunn sat outside. Yanni tried to go with it, just couldn't match it over the concluding stages. Cool Rocking Daddy into third spot, was three back the pegs, hit the line nicely. Hugo Rocks ran on from well back in the field. Night Spirit had its chance. Safala was okay. Mongiano, I heard you mention over the line, worth following, but we've been following it for a long time. Bracken Reed, Castle Retreat, yeah, they all sort of struggled when they went so slow and was just a dash home. But look, probably the horse to follow out of that race for mine would be number two, Shady As. I think there's a win coming up soon for Aaron Dunn.
The first of our replays is the third event on the card. This was, effectively a benchmark race, a 65 to 79 rating, Rob, but it was a much stronger race than that. Depth here was excellent. Aldebaran Tess has come back from a spell in super order, and she made it 3 out of 3 this prep. Matt Craven trained and Sophia Arvidsson driven.
28.6. Enhancer comes, going well. Aldebaran Test should have a kick left into the straight. And the leader Enhancer come. Aldebaran Test to the inside. Then is that a bid? I'm set to go. Aldebaran Test goes through to grab the lead now from Enhancer come. And this mare's in super form. Aldebaran Test, she draws away and she wins again. Aldebaran Test goes on with Sophia Arvidsson and won easily and beats a good bunch of trotters. Second.
Yeah, she actually sits really good on a helmet, and she hasn't had many opportunities to sit like that, but she showed at Melton a few weeks ago that she does come off a helmet really well, and I'd like to get a few more runs like that into her, follow a bit of speed and see, and just let her, you know, come off and run past, hopefully. And I didn't expect to get into that position tonight, but when the opportunity presented itself, I thought it was too good to pass.
Sophia Arvidsson there with Aldebaran Test. Horse really clicks for her, Sophia has just risen in the last 12 months from where she's come from, and it looks as if the way she sits in the sulky, Rob, as if she's been doing it for decades, and she's got a big future ahead of her, and the team are going so well with Matt Craven and Sophia, and this filly, this mare, she's only four, but she's won half of her starts now.
Yeah, look, she's a very, very good trotter. There's no question about that, with a very big future. And I'm sure Duncan McPherson and the team at Aldebaran Lodge will be ecstatic with Aldebaran Tess's prospects moving forward. It was a terrific performance. We know the horse has got plenty of ability. Well done to Maddie Craven. Sophia driving well, probably got into a spot that wasn't there. I think she may have got suspended, did she, Danny?
Yeah, two-week suspension, but incredibly. I mean, she hasn't been driving a long time, but I understand that was her first ever suspension, so it shows you a great clean track record.
Yeah, look, she got into a gap that probably wasn't there, but look, that was probably the winning move at the finish. I mean, maybe had the horse been parked outside in hand, she can't, we might have seen a different result. But look, the horse got the job done. She's a very talented mare, and well done to Maddie and Sophia on their performances with this horse. Enhancer Calm was really good, sat in front, was just run down over the concluding stages. I'm set to go, was honest. Is that a bid run fourth? Also had to make a mid-race move. The tempo sort of came out of that race. It was the last two quarters of 28.7 and 28.9. It was a dash home at the finish. Is that a bit? Had to try to make something happen by moving around to the breeze. Battled on. Kai Valley Cliche was honest. I love the run of A Jewel in the Crown. This is another one that we've been flagging for a while, Danny. Really hit the line strongly for Paddy Lee and Glenn Craven. I mean, this horse will be winning somewhere. I'm not sure where, but it will win a race somewhere very soon. Garshway, Holsart Vedequate. Look, most of these horses just couldn't make ground from back in the field. It was a 31.5 and 30.4 first two quarters and a dash home. Mile rate 150. 8-8, but all honours to the winner, Aldebaran Test, last night.
The first of the group ones, it was the TAB Australasian Premier Trotting Sale for the three-year-old fillies. Bangles was the favourite, but she galloped at the start and lost about 40 metres. But she was able to tack on, and Greg Sugars threw caution out the door, and he sent her forward coming down the straight with a lap to go, and it provided us with a fantastic last lap. Bangles and Aldebaran Ursula, it was a fantastic clash, and here's the concluding stages.
And they're at it, these two favourites. Bangles gets level with Aldebaran Ursula. 8 metres away, Silent Reverie. Then came Eva's Image and Queen Invasion. Off the back, Aldebaran Ursula. Bangles the outside. They are locked together in the group one. 30.8 for the third quarter. Aldebaran Ursula and Bangles, they turn together. They're out by 15. It's Bangles the outside. Aldebaran Ursula's coming back. Aldebaran Ursula regained the lead. Bangles won't give up without the fight. It's lifting again. Bangles, Aldebaran Ursula. What a race we've got, and Bangles does it. Bangles, wow, what a performance. A great race. Bangles, Aldebaran Ursula ahead away.
You don't want to know what was going through my head at the start. I probably can't repeat that live on air. I wasn't real happy with the way things were working out at the start. But talking to the camp pre-race, they were very confident in the horse's ability and where she was at tonight, that she'd run a hell of a race, and they certainly weren't wrong.
That third quarter was 28.5, Rob, and a 29 coming home. Terrific race, two top trotting fillies.
Yeah, terrific race by terrific race call. That's what makes it so exciting, and it was a great performance by Bangles after missing away by 50 metres. You did say in the call, don't give up just yet, and you were 100% right. Well done.
On the Ballarat run, she galloped and it just flew home. And it was extraordinary that she got so close at Ballarat, Rob. So anyway, it made it an exciting race.
It did, and well done to the crew there, Sue Murray, and the rest of the team. I'm sure they'll be pretty excited by that performance, and I'll be watching that replay all weekend, I would imagine. And look, she's had 10 starts, got an enormous amount of potential, and if she can get her manners right, it can only take her to another level again. Aldebaran Ursula, terrific run for Kerri-Anne Morris, who sent this horse down. I think it's been staying with Andy Gath, and had its chance, just beaten by a better horse on the night. I thought Queen Invasion was good. Tried to do something and stick on. I think this horse is worth following, along with Eva's Image in the right race somewhere down the track. And Silent Reverie tried hard for Joe Vassallo. But well done to Bangles. Just too good. Mile rate 21.9. Last two quarters were 28.5 and 29.
The fifth event was the Highlands My Lightning Blue Free For All. Better Be The Bomb hadn't won this preparation. He takes a while to get to his top, but he looked like he might be in his top last night. Was used up at the start by Jack Law, and duly got the prize in a good race, a race that had plenty of depth. The fast class race for the night, the Highlands My Lightning Blue Free For All.
It's Bulletproof Boy in front. Tango Tara still coming. Shadow Sachs is under pressure. I Cast No Shadows off the bet. Torrid Saints held up. It's Better Be The Bomb in front of Tango Tara. As they round the final turn, they went 27-5 third quarter. End of the straight, though. Better Be The Bomb, 5 metres. I Cast No Shadows picking up Tango Tara. Torrid Saint runs on. It's Better Be The Bomb in front with 100 left to travel, though. Better Be The Bomb in front of I Cast No Shadow, who's getting close, but not close enough. And Better Be The Bomb wins it. Better Be The Bomb. But I Cast No Shadow. Torrid Saint, a good run.
To the horse's credit, his last couple of starts, he's felt a lot sharper than he did do, you know, those first four or five back. And tonight he felt sharper again. So he got out the gate, held him out quite easy. And when you can hold him out quite easy in that first 50, then there's sort of nothing that bothers to have a proper look at you. So we had a pretty cheap first half then, and we could get him rolling down the back.
Certainly got him rolling, and when he's up and going, Better Be The Bomb, he's a pretty smart horse, and he was spot on last night, Rob.
Look, I love the horse, always have. He's just been a wonderful horse, and well done to Basil Dooley and Paula Martin. They do a fantastic job, and they've looked after this horse, and I'm sure that, you know, they've sort of worked him into fitness, hence why it's probably taken four or five runs for him to get to that peak fitness. He's a seven-year-old. I think the best of him will now has probably hit that mark where we're just going to see him consistently perform at an extremely high level over the next few months. And in particular, if he gets the right sit in one of those big races, you can be certain he'll be savaging the line. He was terrific. As I said, 153 6 mile rate, 5.2 lead time, 29.2 and 29.8. So he got away with a couple of cheaper quarters at his first two. Got home in 27.6 and 27.5. So 55.1 last half. I Cast No Shadow. Good effort for him. Look, it was a step up for him last night, and he sat behind the leader and thought he did a good job. He'll get more seasoned to that type of racing. Torrid Saint was just outstanding again. Savage the line. Tango Tara was outstanding as well. Did its fair share of work off the track and only got beaten 4.5 metres. Bulletproof Point is not far off. He's going to be winning a race somewhere soon, Danny. Scotty Ewan's teams last night all performed well again. Shadow Sack's bit of a concern there. He really didn't finish it off that last 100 metres, didn't look real well, and I know there was a vet's examination after the race. Major Role galloped in the score up, which really just ruined all of his hopes, and Gilby Chevy is another one that something wasn't quite right last night. So a couple of interesting horses to follow out of the race, but look, I think out of those, look, Bulletproof Boy's the one I'd be following. I think there's going to be a win somewhere down the track in one of these races, but well done to Better Be The Bomb. He's a star.
I know Outlaw's a bit of a star too. He's very much an opportunist, but he took the prize. Jack Law's second winner of the night. He ended up with three, and the state's leading trainer, Julie Douglas, who was a guest on Cracking the Codes yesterday morning, prepares I'm Now Outlaw on the team. We'll be wrapped with the progress that this horse has made.
What an amazing story with this horse. I'm No Outlaw. We saw him pretty much last year, Danny, didn't we? The way he just emerged out of nowhere and put up some great performances by just being put asleep on the pegs and coming with a late run. He seems like he just thrives on that. He reminds you like a horse like a Better Beat a Bomb, the way he sort of finishes off the races at the same stage. He's only a five-year-old and he's by Better's Delight. So you would imagine there's plenty more to come for this horse. And look, he was four back the pegs and he just flew home along the inside at the top of the home straight and blew them all away. Soho Bollinger, who led in the race, set out a pretty good time, 157.7 mile rate, 40.6, 31.5, 29.8, 28.4 and 29.2. So he got rolling from about the 1,200, Mick Stanley. He looks like he's just a horse that just seems to, you've got to keep letting him run and he just loses a little bit of concentration. I mean, at the top of the straight, it looked like he was just going to miss a place altogether. And he fought on really well. Like, I thought it was a good effort for a horse that's still way on the up. He's still a young horse and plenty more to come from him. Aussie Battler's really improved the last couple of runs. I think he's got a bit more seasoned with his stronger type racing and he's going okay. I think he's going to win a race in town very, very soon, Aussie Battler. B Major Threat, liked his run. Probably some pull down blocks might help him. He just looked like he was going to run past them and just wanted to switch off. We've seen him do that before in the past. So he's worth following. He might blow one of them away at big odds one night. Regulus hit the line really strongly. No luck again. Diamonds and Cash is going okay. Maybe a better draw for him somewhere down the track. I think Assassinator's ready to win. I thought his run last night was really good, even though he runs seventh. Roman Aviator disappointed me. Smart Little Shah just, not up to him. So well done to I'm No Outlaw. Probably the horse I'd be following in town, and I think he'll be winning sometime soon, will be Aussie Battler.
Race 7 featured for the Trotters, and it was a terrific field. The Gerrards, Mary's Idol, Trotters Free for All.
They turn for home. It's always ready, joined by I'm Ready Jet. I'm Ready Jet hit the lead now. Cover of darkness into the clear. Aldebaran Crescent getting home. I'm Ready Jet in front from Aldebaran Crescent. Cover of darkness can't get there, but I'm Ready Jet can. What a performance. I'm Ready Jet. I'm Ready Jet beat Aldebaran Crescent. The mare's 1-2. Cover of darkness third. Good line.
He just sort of says, you know, this one's a pretty good horse, and I go, all right, eh? We'll see how we go. But I wasn't expecting that sort of performance from her tonight, although her two runs back have been pretty remarkable. So it wasn't, you know, entirely a massive surprise, but the way she did it, she sort of stunned me a little bit.
I'm Ready Jet, and that was Jack Law completing a treble. Four-year-old mare winning it from another mare in Aldebaran Crescent.
Oh, she's a star, I'm Ready Jet. I think she's going to great heights. I know on gate speed on the Monday, both Adam Hamilton and myself both felt that this horse was a new emerging star in the trotting ranks. And well, no surprise to see her win last night. No surprise to see her doing what she did last night. I think she's a really special horse. And, you know, there's a bit of dance craze about this horse. No question about that. So 157.5 mile rate, 29.1, 31.9 first two quarters. Home in 29.2 and 27.9. Sat in the breeze and won. Top effort. Aldebaran Crescent sat behind the leader. Ran well. Cover of darkness. Good effort. He's just getting more seasoned to this type of racing. He's still a young trotter going places. But Gestuoso was back in the field, very hard to make ground. Travel Bug was on her. Sundance Courage hit the line nicely. Loved the run of Nephew of Sunoco. There's one that he went around at $173, but just hit the line really well. Always Ready led. Didn't finish it off. Red Hot Turf, not sure why she's galloping, but certainly still ran well. She gave him a big start, and even though she runs second last, made up a lot of ground, and Magicals needs to get a bit fitter. But all honours to I'm Ready Jet, really good horse, really special horse, going places.
Okay, four races to get through. Rob, the last chance race, 8, Michael Bellman driven and Sean Kittle trained. Got the
money. 158, 5 mile rate. Terrific run by the last chance. Sean Kittle doing an amazing job with his team. And Mick Bellman, isn't he driving well? Sat behind the leader and finished up the sprint lane to win. Belladonna Girl, really good for Greg Norman and Karen Manning. Keep following her. She's only going to get fitter. Sanday was brave in third spot. Carload got home nicely. So did Concealment. Ran on really well. Foolish Pleasure just in behind him. Favourite Equity Stride. Just couldn't get in the race. Best work was last 100 metres. Keep following him. He's going to be winning very soon. So I'll make Belladonna Girl and Equity Stride the two horses to follow.
Second of the group ones, and this is for the three-year-old trotting colts and geldings. Aldebaran Zeus, Chris Elford, was able to lead and dominate and dictate the race.
Back the inside, Loxley Lover heading off the back straight in 30.5. Elford hasn't pushed the button yet on Aldebaran Zeus, and he comes around the final turn in front of Bullion Harry, shaken up, and then on the inside is Who's the Man into the straight. Now he goes for Aldebaran Zeus, Elford, and he's 5 metres in front of Who's the Man, who's picking up. It's Aldebaran Zeus 2 metres in front. Who's the Man getting close, but will he get close enough? No, he won't. Aldebaran Zeus goes all the way. Aldebaran Zeus won it from Who's the Man, who was really good, closing off strongly.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. He's a good doer and missed out on the run in the heat last week. So he's probably a bit above himself, and Lil's just want to give him as quiet a run as possible and let him rip up, and probably went a little bit too slow and sort of helps the other ones get up there. And he's sort of a bit clever now. He sort of only does what he has to, and thought he was in trouble with 50 to go, but then he sort of held him off pretty well.
He's a lovely horse, Aldebaran Zeus, Rob, and he was able to dictate, but beat a few handy horses.
Yeah, a couple of really good runs behind. He's a lovely horse, Aldebaran Zeus. Who's the Man, terrific, sat behind the leader, hit the line well. Love the run of Bullion Harry, really battled on strongly into third spot. And Loxley Love is a really nice trotter. I might be 12 months away. It's still not trotting properly in its gait, but you could just see that last 100. It's got a lot of future and a big future, Loxley Love. I'll put that one down to follow. But look, all four horses across the line, first four were terrific.
Race 10, it was a blanket go, and it was Ideal Suspect and Cameron Maggs getting the prize.
Yeah, good win. Just sat behind the leader, got home along the sprint lane, and got the job done. Well done to Cameron Maggs. He goes with a small team of horses and does a terrific job. Four Lonely Nights was close up into second spot. White Flynn, High Clare, they were all spread across the track. There were 6 metres from first to last. But, yeah, look, an even bunch of horses. But I think Cameron Maggs deserves a celebration with the win with Ideal Suspect.
And Majestic Courtney, just too slick, suited over the short trip to take out the last event, a race that had plenty of depth.
Good race, some really nice horses there. Majestic Courtney now under the care of Anthony Button, Sonia Smith, well presented. Zach Phillips, brilliant drive, was able to get across to the lead and rated the horse well. 158.2 mile rate, 29.1, 28.6 home. And Majestic Courtney was good, holding off Powder Keg, going really well. Powder Keg, terrific run to start before. Savage the Line last night again. Pants Up was honest. Branlow Prince Norkey was honest. Jackson Square's the horse to follow out of the race. He'll be winning soon, Dan.
Okay, it was a terrific night last night at Kilmore, and next Saturday the Metro program will actually go to Bendigo, so no Melton next Saturday night. It will be at Bendigo. Melton are racing Twilight Times on Tuesday night. So that was it for the Mile Rate this week. Rob, thank you once again, and look forward to your company next Sunday morning. Until then,
happy harnessing.